Astrometric Gravitational Wave Detection via Stellar Interferometry, by Michael A. Fedick et al. We evaluate the potential for gravitational wave, GW, detection in the frequency band from 10 nanohertz to 1 using extremely high-precision astrometry of a small number of stars. In particular, we argue that non-magnetic, photometrically stable hot white dwarfs, WD, located at approximately KPC distances may be optimal targets for this approach. Previous studies of astrometric GW detection have focused on the potential for less precise surveys of large numbers of stars. Our work provides an alternative optimization approach to this problem. Interesting GW sources in this band are expected at characteristic strains around HC approximately 10 to the power of minus 17 times mu HZ, FGW. The astrometric angular precision required to see these sources is dEv approximately HC after integrating for a time t approximately 1, FGW. We show that jitter in the photometric center of WD of this type due to star spots is bounded to be small enough to permit this high precision, small n approach. We discuss possible noise arising from stellar reflex motion induced by orbiting objects and show how it can be mitigated. The only plausible technology able to achieve the requisite astrometric precision is a space-based stellar interferometer. Such a future mission with few meter-scale collecting dishes and baselines of 0.100 kilometers is sufficient to achieve the target precision. This collector size is broadly in line with the collectors proposed for some formation flown, space-based astrometer or optical synthetic aperture imaging array concepts proposed for other science reasons. The proposed baseline is however somewhat larger than the kilometer scale baselines discussed for those concepts, but we see no fundamental technical obstacle to utilizing such baselines. A mission of this type thus also holds the promise of being one of the few ways to access interesting GW sources in this band. This was Astrometric Gravitational Wave Detection via Stellar Interferometry, by Michael A. Fedick et al.